on this edition of WBOI's Field Notes. It's almost August, which means high school sports will rapidly begin starting up. Victoria Jacobson from the Journal-Gazette will help us prepare for the IHSAA season. I'll close with notes on baseball's trade deadline, the Fever, and the NFL game scheduled for tonight, if you can believe it. That's all next on Field Notes. Thank you for joining us this week. I'm Zach Bernard. Victoria Jacobson from the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette is here to help us get started as well. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow is August 1st, which means the sports calendar is about to heat up very quickly. City Dive took place last weekend. City Swim is coming up this weekend. What should we know?
This is the biggest meet of the year for a lot of our youngest swimmers and some of the high school swimmers as well. This year, Pocahontas will be trying to defend its crown. They won for the first time in decades last year. And they've got a little bit of momentum because the Pocahontas dive team, which won its first title in 2024 at the City Dive Meet, defended its title this year. So Poco is hoping to keep all of that winning spirit alive.
The high school schedule restarts soon, and as is tradition, it begins with girls' golf. When does play begin, and what do we need to know?
So golf begins incredibly early, and it sounds a little bit weird to know that they begin practice on August 1st and then can begin meets on August 4th. But you have to think about the fact that this is a sport where they really need to get in the entire season up through the state finals before it gets too cold to be out there on the links. So you really don't want to be out there very late in the season, which means you got to start early. One of the earliest tournaments of the year will be the Homestead Invite, and that will be on August 4th. So I've already been getting emails about it with tee times and everything, so it really is coming up very fast.
Other fall sports will follow pretty quickly. When can we expect to start seeing action in football, soccer, and others?
Yes, so every other sport will begin practice on August 4th. Contact practice for football, so once you start seeing the pads, that can start on August 7th, although they will be out there on the 4th as well. The first contest for the vast majority of our sports, so boys tennis, cross country, soccer, volleyball, those can all start on August 16th, and then football games will begin on August 22nd. So that's our first Friday night lights of the year. We've talked a little bit about some of the new sports, some of the emerging sports that the IHSAA is really promoting and trying to grow here in the state. Girls flag football can have its very first contest as an IHSAA emerging sport on August 16th. So we've had some teams in the past, but that's really been some more of a club thing. Now it is growing and we're working towards making that a fully fledged IHSAA sport.
The Tin Caps returned home after 2 weeks away from Parkview Field. Tuesday was Princess Night. Unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of magic on the field.
No, there were not a whole lot of wishes granted out there last night, at least not for Tin Caps fans. It was a rough night for the Tin Caps. Three defensive errors. There were two outs made on the base paths, including an out at third base that wiped out what could have been a run coming in, and that was their only shot at a run. The Tin Caps lose 6-0 to the Great Lakes Loons. You never want to have a loss, especially, you know, a loss where they just couldn't really seem to get anything going. They were 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position, left 9 on base. The thing to keep in mind here is that the Great Lakes Loons are currently second in the Midwest League standings, and the team ahead of them has already clinched a playoff spot from that first half. So Great Lakes is really the team that the Tin Caps need to have their eyes on if they are going to finish first or second and grab that second half playoff spot. They started the day a game and a half behind the Loons. And after that Tuesday night loss, they are now 2.5 games behind the Loons. The good news is they still have 5 more games of the series, but this is their last time that they will be playing the Loons this season.
They'll wrap up their series against Great Lakes this weekend, then they're back on the road to take on the South Bend Cubs next week. Victoria Jacobson, covering the whole spectrum of local sports for the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette, thank you as always for being here.
Thanks for having me as always.
The big national sports story right now is MLB's trade deadline. The date and time has seemed to move around the last few years, but the deadline is tonight, July 31st at 6 p.m. Teams like the Cubs, Brewers, Tigers, Blue Jays, and others are poised to make splashes in order to stay competitive near the top of the league in the final months of the season and the playoffs. The Yankees have already made numerous additions, including infielders Ryan McMahon and Amed Rosario, and outfielder Austin Slater. The deadline is not the final chance for teams to make a move, though it's certainly the last good opportunity. The waiver deadline isn't until the end of August, so if a team cuts a player of value, there's always a chance a contender can scoop them up to help their cause. After the way my Cubs looked against the Brewers these last few days, boy, I hope they do something. The Indiana Fever have 17 games remaining on the schedule. They're still hanging around the middle of the pack in the WNBA and are within striking distance of the conference-leading New York Liberty. You'll recall last season, the Fever made a late push en route to their playoff berth, and with a third of the season remaining, it's absolutely something they could pull off again. They are going to be on the road for a while. Tomorrow, they're heading to Texas to take on Paige Beckers and the Dallas Wings at 7:30, and they'll face the Seattle Storm Sunday afternoon at 3. Following that, a 10 o'clock start on Tuesday against Kelsey Plum and the Los Angeles Sparks. The Wings and Sparks are at the bottom of the Western Conference, so these are games that the Fever should win, and I hope they do. There is an NFL game tonight, July 31st. Can you believe that? The Hall of Fame game will take place in Canton tonight between the Detroit Lions and Los Angeles Chargers. I'm sure you won't see too many big names on the field, but if you're a sicko like me, you'll be tuning in to see how Trey Lance looks for the Chargers. NFL preseason begins next week. The Colts will take on the Ravens in Baltimore next Thursday. Madden Early Access is next week too. I feel like everything is happening earlier than usual. But hey, no complaints from me. We're also a couple months away from the Comets starting back up again. Happy 33rd birthday to Comets winger and hometown star Alex Aliardi. That's all for Field Notes this week. Field Notes comes out every Thursday. We'll see you next week. I'm Zach Bernard.
Music for Field Notes is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. You can support this podcast anytime at wboi.org/donate. You and I are listening to WBOI.